Coach's Insight programs here tonight on CARE Radio. We're on to Atchison County. We're joined now by girls basketball coach, that is Andrew Eckert. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Got the season going on Tuesday night with a loss to Jackson Heights, but a chance to pull a little redemption here. Games on Friday and Saturday for the Tigers. We'll take on Horton Friday night and then play Riverside Saturday. We'll get the coach's thoughts on that in just a moment. But, Coach, I know you had a lot of returning players, you know, with some experience last year. It's going to be hard to replace Kinsey Bowerly, the school's all-time leading scorer, but just kind of a different nucleus with some key pieces returning. What was kind of the assessment of the roster construction as we got going here for the 25-26 season?
I think the biggest thing is trying to get our girls some good experience. Last night we started freshmen and two sophomores that had never seen the varsity court, and they handled themselves pretty well. There were definitely times where they showed that they were new to the experience. But, whenever you lose seven or eight seniors, and he has Kinsey, who's a great scorer, it's definitely hard to replace. But it happens in high school ball, obviously, especially with smaller schools. So, we're relying on a lot of youth this year. We've got a couple seniors returning. It's a lot of young players.
Yeah, how about those seniors? I know in the backcourt, Avis Spear has played a little bit, Addison Crockett down low. So in terms of your seniors and kind of the leaders, kind of building up this youthful roster, or at least some of the youthful players, you know, the expectations for your senior class and just kind of being the leaders for some of those young players maybe getting their first time.
Yeah, 100%. They're very important for us this year. Ava's been a varsity player since her sophomore year. She's coming off a knee injury that ended her volleyball season, so she got to play a little bit last night, not as much as I would have hoped. And then Addison, yeah, she's kind of the same way. She played a little bit her sophomore year. She played a lot last year and had some really good games. But she's going to have to play a lot for us this year, and they're both going to have to be big pieces for our young group to learn from.
Yeah, first couple weeks before we get to the holiday break, it's kind of an interesting schedule. So you open up with Jackson Heights on Tuesday night, and then you go back-to-back Friday and Saturday with Horton and then Riverside. Riverside, they lost to Oskaloosa on Tuesday night as well. And then, you know, later on, week and a half or so, you're going to see Sabetha out of the Big East and then Donovan West, usually always a power there in the 1A classification. So when you look at the schedule here before the holiday break, what are you hoping to get out of your team here in these first two or three weeks?
I think the biggest thing is making sure our girls are learning from each game. You know, last night we were making some mistakes to start the game, and by the second quarter, we were able to correct those mistakes and handle the pressure a little better. So I think that's the biggest key, is making sure they're staying positive and learning from our turnovers and some of our lapses on defense. So, yeah, it's definitely a tough schedule. Horton's got a lot returning. Riverside's got a lot returning. Sabetha, I think, returned quite a bit. And D-West, like you said, is always good. So it's definitely a pretty tough stretch for our young girls to go through. But I think it's good that they go through it now, and maybe we can learn from it. And after Christmas break, we'll start seeing some successes.
Kind of one more thought here on Horton, your next opponent on Friday night. They have a new head coach. Bailey Lanter takes over there. You know, they had one of their best seasons, you know, in quite some time. I think their first winning season since 2020. They won 13 games last year. They lost a couple of key seniors, but you mentioned they do bring back some good pieces. What's kind of the early initial scouting reports on your game two opponent, and that is Horton on Friday night?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just preparing our kids to handle whatever kind of press they may send us. You know, they didn't play last night, I don't believe, so we're not going to be able to get any scouting film. But I know they're going to press us a little bit. They're going to push the ball, getting up and down the court, because they got, you know, some good guards. So just making sure that we're prepared for that, and make sure our girls are ready to handle a press.
There it is, Andrew Eckert, ACCHS girls basketball coach, joining us, coming off a season-opening loss to Jackson Heights. They'll play Friday and Saturday. They'll get Horton on Friday and then host Riverside on Saturday. Kind of a rare early season Saturday tilt, but for ACCHS, they will get Riverside on Saturday after playing Horton on Friday. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Good luck here in these next couple of games. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brad.